This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on a Friday. Jeff Brantley, the Cowboy, on today's podcast. We'll talk about new Reds manager David Bell, also new pitching coach Derek Johnson. You can follow on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of Derek Johnson, speaking of David Bell, there's plenty from our Locked On Reds writers at LockedOnReds.com. Every podcast posted there as well. Well, I hope your offseason is going well. So far, so good for the Reds. I was reading CBS Sports today, and they put together a list of one free agent every single Major League Baseball team should look at and should consider signing, you know, a realistic free agent. Now, they didn't throw out some crazy name for each team. It was a realistic free agent. And for the Reds, it was Dallas Keuchel, 30-year-old left-handed pitcher. Obviously, comes from the Houston Astros organization. And I have some thoughts about this, some concerns, some questions. Because Dallas Keuchel, you look, former Cy Young Award winner in 2015, won 20 games that year, pitched last year over 200 innings. Like, you look at that, you're like, checks that box. Last year, he allowed 211 hits, which was up. Now, his innings were up. He pitched 204 and two-thirds innings. Struck out 153 batters. His earned run average was at 3.74. And when he won the Cy Young, and not that the Reds need him to be that type of guy, his ERA was 2.48. He went 232 innings and allowed 185 hits. So it might be easy to say, or safe to say, that he's past his peak. Doesn't mean he's not really, really good. Past his peak. Went 12-11 last year. ERA of 3.74. Started 34 games. Went over 200 innings. Someone that the Reds, I mean, we saw the rotation. That's the story, right? The Reds could certainly use. Here's my problem. A couple things. One, how much is it going to cost? Last year, not many teams spent money, and when they did, they were not long-term deals. Is this market going to be inflated? Are you going to have to pay more than Dallas Keuchel would have been worth last year this season? Are you buying high, as they say? I don't want to buy high. This Reds team can't buy high. Even though we're talking about a Cy Young Award winner, a World Series champ, a two-time All-Star, three-gold glover, I don't want to buy high. But here's the difference, and here's something to take into consideration, too. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth buying high. It's something you need. And if you really need something, don't you sometimes have to overpay for it? Like, they really need something. Let's say you're cooking. Do you make the trip to the big department store where things are cheaper? Where just products in general, it could be paper towels. Paper towels are just cheaper, but you need paper towels, or you need an ingredient for something on Thanksgiving. Well, you know what you do? You go out to the quick gas station, if it's something you can get there, or the quickie mart, the mom and pop shop, that things cost a little bit more, but it's a 5-minute trip instead of a 30-minute trip. So sometimes if you're desperate, you're going to have to overpay. And with Dallas Keuchel, I think we'd all be on board with signing him. I'm just always leery. Always. It's not just Keuchel. It's just in general. Of a pitcher entering his 30s. Now, he has been extremely durable. Extremely. I mean, you look at his game started. And 22, 29, 33, 26, 23, 34. That's pretty good. Innings pitched, and this is from 2013 on, 153, 200, 232, 168, 145, 204. That's great. I love all that. Can he stay durable? Because the last thing, and we saw it with Homer Bailey, you do not want to be paying a pitcher to sit the bench because he's injured. That's just, it's always going to be a concern of mine. And I know injuries happen, but I feel like they're more likely, maybe the numbers don't even say this, but I feel like they're more likely if a pitcher is older. Here's what I will say, though. Derek Johnson, new Reds pitching coach. I was excited, very excited to see them get him. Not for any reason of knowing who the hell Derek Johnson is. I'm not going to act like I knew who the Brewers pitching coach was. Don't follow it that close. Don't need to know who the Brewers pitching coach is. Maybe you did. Good for you. Here's what I will say, though. Milwaukee won the division last year. Milwaukee is one of the best two, three, four teams in baseball, five teams in baseball. And they wanted to keep him. They tried to keep him. They negotiated with him, and the Reds got him. That says something. He came here. Now, he knows the situation, and you might say, oh, well, maybe the Reds just had to overpay. Fine. But it says something about him. It also says something that Jeff Brantley, the Cowboy, the Reds baseball analyst on the Reds broadcast with Marty Brenham, it says something that he was so excited to add Derek Johnson. And I caught up with Jeff Brantley on my show on ESPN 1530 yesterday. We will get to that interview. You will hear that interview next as we roll on. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast. Let's get to the Cowboy, Jeff Brantley. I had him on my show on ESPN 1530 on Thursday afternoon, and I started off by asking him about Derek Johnson. I mean, Derek Johnson comes in here, and Jeff Brantley tweets, "We can start to believe again," and is just so emphatic and excited about what Johnson brings to this organization and to the Reds, knowing it desperately needs pitching. Here's Jeff Brantley on why he's so sold on the new Reds pitching coach.
Well, part of it is I've known of Derek's work since he was first at Vanderbilt. I live in SEC country. Vandy has had some phenomenal pitchers that have come through there, not just the David Prices or the Sonny Grays that have made it to the big leagues, but there are a lot of other guys that have come through there that have benefited from the tutelage of Derek Johnson. And I think Derek really exceeds not only in the analytics part of pitching, but probably more so in the communication of individual tactics and how you're supposed to go about handling yourself when you're on the mound, whether it be emotions, whether it be pitch selection, or whether it be location or mechanics. I think he's an individual guy, and it provides for a great team chemistry as far as the pitching staff is concerned.
Jeff Brantley is with us here on ESPN 1530. The thing that stood out to me, and I'm not going to pretend like I know much about Johnson's work, but the fact that the Brewers had extensively went after him, and they were trying to retain him. You're talking about one of the better teams in the league, in the sport, the winners of the NL Central, and the Reds are able to pluck him and get him on their side. I think that says a lot that, hey, the team he was working for wanted to keep him, and the Reds are able to get him.
Well, I think if you look back, let's go back even 2 years, the Brewers were known for their offense, not for pitching at all. And in 2 years' time, what Derek Johnson has been able to do is really transcend a lot of the thought processes of some of the guys that were there. Now, they've had guys that have been in the big leagues for a decent amount of time, but they just have not been able to quite, I guess the best way to say it is figure it out. I think you get to the big leagues and there are certain switches that have to be flipped or have to be turned or sometimes deciphered, and I think Derek is awfully good at that. But you look at the way that the Brewers club has really turned things around, and granted, Craig Council gets the majority of the credit here, mm-hmm. and he's the manager, and that's kind of the way it goes. You know, the manager gets the credit as long and as well as the big name players, but the guys that are behind the scenes that do a lot of the dirty work, Derek Johnson is a guy that's really brought that club to the forefront as far as pitching is concerned. I mean, that's what everybody talked about when the Brewers got into the postseason this year, is that their pitching was carrying them. They weren't talking about Ryan Braun and Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain as much at the end of the season as they were back in June and July.
Jeff Brantley is with us, and you mentioned managers. Obviously, the Reds, they hired David Bell. What are your impressions of him and your thoughts on the hire?
Well, I've always thought that David was going to be a major league manager, and it just seemed like because David never had on a Cincinnati Reds uniform, and he was with the Cardinals, he was with the Cubs, I was afraid that he was going to be the next Bruce Bochy out in San Francisco. And you know, once David got that job out there, I was afraid we weren't going to be able to get him back. And fortunately for the Reds and the Reds fans, and really probably more than anything else for the Reds players, They'll have a guy that has put on the uniform. He's been in a big league environment. He understands what it's like to play every single day. And I think he understands what it's like to pass and fail at the big league level. And that's not really something that you can teach a guy that's never been there. David's put on the uniform. He understands what it's supposed to be like. He also understands the value of hard work, but he also understands probably as much as anything the value of communication.
Jeff Brantley is with us. Obviously, the focus now that they've hired David Bell and they brought in Johnson to be the pitching coach, it's going to be pitching in general, in free agents and trades, et cetera. I think that's exciting, knowing that the Reds are going to go out there and look and try to get better anywhere, but certainly try to improve the rotation. Could certainly be an exciting time if they're able to do so this offseason.
Well, I think what the Reds are after is trying to improve their team overall. Granted, the pitching staff is probably the thumb that sticks out the reddest. I don't think that you can discount the fact that the Reds may try to do some things within their lineup, whether it be in the outfield or the infield, even though our infield was awfully good last year. I think offensively this club was very good. Are there some holes that can be plugged? Probably so. But I think where everyone looks this day and age, if you're a Reds fan, is at the pitching staff, because it is just, it's really failed miserably over the last 3 years. And when you have a pitching staff with Mike Leake and Johnny Cueto and Bronson Arroyo and Matt Latos, Aaron Harang was here, and they were so good.
Yeah.
And then things start to go south when you trade those guys and you're not able to replenish that, then you see where the deficit is. And I think that's a spot that Derek Johnson can fill from a teaching standpoint. I think the Reds front office has to get awfully creative, because you're not just going to be able to go out there and throw dollars out at free agents. There just aren't that many out there. I think you have to get creative on the trade front. I think you have to get creative from a contract standpoint. And hopefully we'll be able to see some new pitchers in a Reds uniform come spring training.
Last question for you, Jeff, and I think Marty made it official last week, but Marty Brenneman announced that he was going to return to the Reds for the 2019 season. It's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel great. I'm hoping that every time that we get to this point in the year, you can call me and say, well, Marty is coming back for the following year, and I would be just as ecstatic then as I am now. There's nothing like sitting beside the Hall of Famer on a day-in, day-out basis. I mean, if you listen to us, you know
no
we
doubt.
Have a great time. We have fun. We cover the game, too, but it makes it awfully fun for me, man. And you know, you've been in there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff, I appreciate the time, especially on short notice. Have a good rest of your day. Hopefully, are you in Cincinnati right now, because the weather's awful?
I am not in
okay.
Cincinnati. I am in Mississippi, and it's not a whole lot better.
Okay.
We had 100-mile-an-hour winds come through here last night. We've got trees
wow.
down everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, not so much fun.
Well, I hope the weather gets better for you, too. I appreciate
All
you coming
right,
on.
Take care. All right, man.
Good stuff there from the Cowboy. The weather has been awful in Cincinnati. I mean, if you don't live here, just to let you know, the past 2 days, it's a little better today, but yesterday, dreadful. Today, not much better. It's a bunch of high school football games, local high school playoff games. Hopefully the rain holds off for them tonight. Last thing I want is the weather to get in the way of something like that. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I know we've dialed things back. We're going to do podcasts anytime there's news. I don't want to flood you with Red stuff. We have plenty of time between now and spring training. Hopefully we have plenty of free agent news. And free agency news and trade news. And I think Jeff's right. They're going to have to get creative on how they acquire starting pitching. Dallas Keuchel would be a nice start. You can follow on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Have a great weekend. Back at it next week. Until then, thank you for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.